What is the most important thing you need to be a successful salesperson? There's no easy answer to that. There are so many important personal qualities you need. And that's before we even start to talk about the market, sales techniques, and customers.
Let me start by saying the best and most important ability for any salesperson is the ability to be a self-starter. The ability to just get on with things on your own, without always having to be asked, have you done this? Have you followed up on that? Have you called so-and-so? Have you written to company such-and-such? Do you have any new customers in your sights? You see, if you're a self-starter, you just do it automatically. Even good companies pass up an incredible number of sales opportunities. I like to look at companies, study their strategies, and learn about their products. If a company isn't approaching obvious customers, I always ask them, why not? If they say they haven't been able to talk to the customer, then the company isn't much use. You shouldn't need a sales manager constantly reminding you, have you asked? You need to get more out of your customers. Now every day, all you have to do is call two or three customers that you haven't heard from in a while. Make an extra customer visit every day. And move from aggressive waiting to active selling. So get off your chair and get it done. That's the way to generate results. Nobody ever disproved the saying that the more contacts you have, the greater your risk of landing an order. Think about the letters you send out. Of course, your letters won't include phrases like, I hope you will be interested, or we would be very pleased. They say, I will contact you within 3 days to arrange a meeting at which we can discuss the product in greater depth. Then you get on the phone. Have you ever received a letter from somebody who didn't follow up on it? I mean, that's as mad as inviting a girl out on the town and forgetting to ask her home for a drink afterwards. Don't forget what the point of the letter was in the first place. It's good to be ambitious. Tell yourself, I want to be the best. If you and I were working together, I'd want to be a better salesperson than you. If I wasn't the best at first, I'd work hard until I was. Now then, does this sound like you? Well, I think I'm about average and that's good enough for me. The others are no better, so nobody can criticise me. And I've only 4 years until I retire, so everything's fine. I'm sure we've all come across this sort of ambitious incompetence before. If you don't want to show your head above the parapet, then you shouldn't be in sales, brother. Get a cushy office job in the public sector. Sit back, wait for your pension. Nobody'll notice. But if you've chosen to go into sales, that means you've deliberately opted for a job where results have to be visible. You can compare it with being a member of a sports team, for example. Every week you want to get more points on the table. As salespeople, we're judged all the time. So you have to enjoy that, or you'll never make a good salesperson. When I talk about competence, I don't mean your professional qualifications or experience. I'm talking about your authority to do business. Are you allowed to negotiate and sign off the deal? Or do you have to ring head office if anything unusual comes up? It's not acceptable to visit a potential customer and end up saying, I need to ask my boss about that. What on earth is the customer supposed to think? If you have to ask your boss, well, you may as well send him or her to the meeting in the first place. And as a salesperson, this reduces your status. Before you visit a customer, find out from your head office exactly how far you're allowed to go. If the potential of the deal justifies it, go right to the edge but no further and hold your ground there. You might say, that's all very well, but clients pile on the pressure if they know there's a possibility of a discount. I would answer that it's extremely important for people to have realistic expectations in advance of a meeting. Be clear about your parameters. Ask the customer, how much time have you set aside for this meeting? I've timetabled half an hour to describe the product and answer your questions. Is that okay with you?